brand new poll out. Not exactly what I would consider good news for Ron DeSantis. But, you know, hey, I could have told you so. We're going to get into that. Plus, there's this whole soccer thing going on, right? My little cousin just made history as the world's youngest player to ever compete in the history of the World Cup. Like, I get teary-eyed every time I think about it. And believe me, as soon as I see the video again, I definitely will. I am so proud of this little girl.
Casey Fair. She makes her World Cup bow and becomes the youngest ever player in the history of the Women's World Cup.
It's awesome. It's truly awesome. Meanwhile, I was going to say, yeah, again, Casey Fair, my little cousin, I still remember holding her as a baby. And there she was on the soccer field playing in the World Cup, just barely 16 years old. I'll tell you, they raised her right. Unlike some of those other soccer players, you know, who didn't even have the decency to put their hands over their hearts when they played the national anthem. You know, we get something bigger going on in society when suddenly, like, which sorority you get into is more important than your education, than your athleticism, than your charity work. This is rush season, guys, and parents are spending $4,000 a pop for their daughters to get into the right club.
Yeah, I hear you guys throw all the best parties.
Well, we've been waiting for you all summer, and we're so glad you're finally here.
Okay. You know, to each their own. Anyway, so good to have all of you here. I want to point out today's show is sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. Call them 1-866-589-0560 or just go to their website, legacypminvestments.com. You can buy and sell gold and silver right there. But kicking off the show here, first of all, with this Trump poll. If I'm DeSantis right now, I'm feeling pretty darn bad because, you know, there was a lot riding on him. I said from the beginning, I didn't think he had what it really takes. Now, I'm not doubting his intelligence, Harvard, Yale. I mean, he's got all the credentials in the world. He was over at JAG in Fallujah representing American soldiers. I think he's got a lot going on. I just don't think this is the right time for him. And I don't think that he has the right sort of personality profile to be able to compete against Donald Trump. I mean, you know who could probably compete against Donald Trump would be RFK, RFK Jr. I mean, I'm talking about people that have sort of just this real essence belief system that they ooze, right? And I don't get that impression from Ron DeSantis. I also don't get the impression that he really likes people tremendously. I mean, maybe he does. Maybe he just, you know, has a small circle. But these are things that are going to come back to haunt him. And now as they go after, and I mean they, I mean, because I think Trump is getting it from all sides, really. I mean, Republicans, there's a whole group of them that do not want him to run. You have Democrats that clearly don't want him anywhere near the Oval Office ever again, and they will do whatever it takes to make sure that he stays out. Well, they're just hitting him with one indictment after another. And the amazing thing is the guy keeps on getting stronger. It's really pretty incredible. So these new numbers, this is by Morning Consult. They just came out. They showed Trump up 4 points. He had been at 55%. Now he is at 59%. While Mr. DeSantis, Governor DeSantis, was at 20 and now is down at 16. So things not looking good there for the Florida governor. It is a very, very tough road ahead for him. The question becomes, if for some reason the left is successful and they're able to prevent Donald Trump from running, which I don't think they can, but just, like, you know, let's speak hypothetically for a moment. If they actually did that, would DeSantis be the guy? I mean, check off Vivek Ramaswamy. 8%. This is a guy who just came out of nowhere. You know why? You know why he's doing well? Because he is who he is. He's a self-made man. He also went to great schools, Harvard. Super smart. Young, would be the youngest president ever. And has his own convictions and isn't afraid to say it. He was self-funded. He's built two major mega million-dollar companies. So he has his own pockets. He's not beholden to anyone. I think that's what Americans really appreciate. They don't like people that have to toe the line, right? That's why you need to subscribe. We're trying something new today. So I am here live with you, reading all of your comments on YouTube, on Facebook. And then we added Instagram into the equation as well. So, but do subscribe. Anyway, this poll is not that surprising. This poll is not that surprising because there's a certain sort of characteristic that I think Americans really respond to. It's an authenticity. You see it in television too, right? Like these television anchors that just sit there and read the prompter and it's word by word and they don't really have a viewpoint and they're doing what the news director or the newsroom is telling them to do. They're at corporate. You feel that, you sense that as a viewer. And so you don't really relate to them in the same kind of way as opposed to, well, you know, somebody that's actually telling you exactly what they think. Like, you'll always know exactly what I think, whether you like it or not, whether corporate likes it or not. But the good thing is nowadays I'm corporate. It's all about whether I like it or not. But in terms of a political candidacy, you need that authenticity. You need people that like people. I mean, say what you want about Bill Clinton. The guy liked people. He really liked people. And he remembered things about people. You know, my little cousin, another little cousin, different cousin. We're going to get to the superstar athlete in just a second. But my other cousin is, he's actually the mayor of a small town back in New Hampshire right now. When he was 10 years old, he met Bill Clinton. You know, they all come through New Hampshire. Bill asked him, what are your favorite subjects in school? And he said, math and science. Smart, smart little kid. Well, years later, Clinton says to him, Oh, yeah, I remember you. Do you still like math and science? We're no huge fans of Bill and Hillary Clinton here at the Trish Regan Show. I'm only saying this to illustrate the point that he remembered people. He cared about people. It's something that Bush Sr. and Jeb, they all did. They all did as well. But I would also point to, even Barack Obama. He was distant. He was distant, but at least on stage, he had that personality, right, that came through. And Donald Trump had it in spades. And Donald Trump cared about people. And Donald Trump cares about people and likes people, like genuinely likes them. So you have to have that. That is the prerequisite for being a politician. Otherwise, you're just an egomaniac. They all are, by the way. They're all egomaniacs. They're just egomaniacs that want to hear themselves talk. And so do they really want to invoke all this change, or what are they doing it for? Really? I mean, you've got to like people. I think that is the most important part of all of it. And I don't get the feeling, and he's been on my set many, many times, Ron DeSantis, nothing against him. By the way, if he's a nominee, I, of course, am wishing him all the well. But I think that he's got a long ways to go because he's going to warm up. He's going to learn to be more accessible, more likable. Heck, right now I'd vote for his wife. Casey is her name. Speaking of Casey, all right, I'm just so proud of my cousin Casey. This is a really big deal, you guys. Just incredible. She blew me away last night. You know, look, we always knew she was really good at soccer. We didn't know she'd be playing in the World Cup as the youngest person ever to play in the World Cup. Take a listen.
We are about to see Casey Fair. A player based in New Jersey in the United States, born to a South Korean mother and an American dad. And she makes her World Cup bow and becomes the youngest ever player in the history of the Women's World Cup.
Am I just beaming? Getting teary-eyed every time I see it. Like, I remember holding her as a baby. I was talking to her dad just a couple weeks before this all happened. It was a very, very big deal. So my cousin Casey is just barely 16 years old. She's an incredible athlete. She's just a wonderful, wonderful girl. She lived for a while in New Hampshire, you know, my home state, and then was in New Jersey because her training was really just incredible, what she could get for soccer training in New Jersey. And a wonderful American story. Her dad's American. My cousin, who I grew up with, who's like a brother to me, he moved to South Korea and met this incredible woman, and they wound up getting married and had my little cousin Casey, and they came home to the U.S. And from like the time she was 2 years old, she was this amazing soccer player. And I'll tell you, I give her parents all the credit in the world because they sacrificed a lot, like going down to Florida in the heat of July and August so she could have some special training, and always on the road. They have 3 children, and the other 2 kids are younger. They both play soccer as well. So they are just full-on soccer family. And it's wonderful to see this success. I mean, she's clearly uber, uber talented and has been from a very young age. But when you look at how much a family has to put into this, how much the parents have to put into this, the sacrifice of the family, it's pretty extraordinary. Right? You know what? In this country, you can do anything. You can do anything with a lot of hard work and a lot of effort. I mean, I should point out she's playing for South Korea. See, she has both citizenships because it has a mom from South Korea and a dad from New Hampshire. She's not able to play on the U.S. team yet because the U.S. is that much more competitive. But this was an opportunity that the American team, I think they've got rules about that once you've played for somebody else's team. I'm like, you know what? Who cares? This is the American team right now. Did you see them refusing to put their hands over their hearts for the American national anthem? Ugh. Yeah. It's just like kind of disgusting to see when you think of all the opportunity that you get in this country and you can't even sit up there and honor your nation. So, you know what, Cousin Casey, go for it. I'm so proud of you. It's just incredible. And it's a reminder to all of us what we can be, right? Like this country, despite those young women that don't want to put their hands over their hearts, despite that, we are still one darn good place to be. And I hope we continue being a darn good place to be. But you know what? There's a lot at stake right now because our culture is getting all messed up. Our economy is getting all messed up. Good luck given all this inflation. Even though the Fed says it's bringing it down, we're still up 16% since when Joe Biden came into office. We still have severe economic challenges that we're facing. We have no way out of the $36 trillion and counting worth of debt. My fear is it doesn't end well. All the more reason, right, to protect yourself. To protect yourself and to protect your kids. To make sure that your kids have the right value set and are prepared to work hard. Look at these kids nowadays. There's an article in the Wall Street Journal today about how parents now are doing everything they can to get their daughters into the right sororities, including paying $4,000 a pop in coaching so you can figure out what is the right necklace to wear and what's the right hairstyle to wear because you want to be trendy but not too trendy. This is the quote. Modest but not too modest. And fit in, but still be unique. Come on. And they thought pageants were patch. This is crazy. So anyway, I wanted to share that with you. $4,000 so that, you know, your child can, what, have some friends or not? I mean, it's not like sororities are known for being super nice.
I hear you guys throw all the best parties.
Well, we've been waiting for you all summer, and we're so glad you're finally here.
I mean, I just think that the Family Guy always gets it right. Finger on the pulse of the culture.
Delta Gamma with my sisters at Alabama.
Why would a parent spend $4,000 so that their child could just partake in this stuff?
Like,
oh, here's another training video.
I have on cute little puff sleeves. You could go the route of cute necklace, cute earrings, cute neckline. I would just focus on the top area of your outfit. You could be wearing PJ pants and we would never know.
Okay, good. Glad we got that worked out. But again, it's be trendy, but not too trendy. Modest, but not too modest. Fit in, but be unique. And you can pay $4,000 or $150 an hour if you want to get a discounted rate in order to do that. You have to be also quite perfect on social media, you see, because if you've said anything that might offend somebody, well, then you're not going to get into the sorority of your choice. Why can't people just be themselves? Why can't you be you? Take it or leave it. Why can't we actually as a society just instill more confidence in each and every child so that they don't feel like they have to conform to anything, so that they can have their viewpoints and not be afraid when the sorority threatens to kick them out because they're not woke enough? Come on, really? There's a lot of things you could spend your money on these days for your future. I recommend doing this via a very diversified portfolio. One of the things that you can look at within that is gold. Legacy Precious Metals, that's the place that I would go to. We'll let you buy and sell gold and silver right there online on their website, legacypminvestments.com. You can call them at 1-866-589-0560. Again, 1-866-589-0560. And before I close out the day, just because I can't get enough of this, this is courtesy of Fox Sports, by the way, I should point out. Just because I can't get enough of it, let's take one more little look.
We are about to see Casey Fair, a player based in New Jersey in the United States, born to a South Korean mother and an American dad, and she makes her World Cup bow and becomes the youngest ever player in the history of the Women's World Cup.
Woo! All right, go Casey. We are so proud of you, sweetie. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful job. I'm soon gonna start crying again. Anyway, it is great to see all you guys here. Love having you on these live streams. I'm gonna celebrate.